All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Okay, I'm here looking at local crime statistics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, this is the kind of thing, as somebody who has a Nextdoor account, I'm mandated to do this a few times a day.
Okay.
And then post about how scared I am.
Okay, so not like specifically, like you're just going to go on and say, oh, crime went up 0.5%. We need get together a posse.
It went down, but in a vibes-based way, it didn't.
Oh, okay. You know?
Yeah. I just had to see that the crimes happened at all. Like,
I mean, as long as a single crime. Yeah.
As long as there is one crime, I am being victim of it. As long as there is a crime, I am the victim of it. So I'm looking at these crimes, and it has a fun new feature where you can look at your neighborhood and you can hit randomize.
Oh. What does it randomize? Does it randomize which neighborhood you're looking at?
No, it tells you a random crime in your neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of curious. Like, I, you know, there's a lot of property crime. That's just the normal crime that happens.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to see if we got anything weird.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So let me do this thing. If Gwen wants to put in the Price is Right wheel sound, that seems appropriate to me. And then, here we go. Ninja crimes.
What
does that mean?
Okay. I can see the list here. All right, so I see like a lot of caltrop related things.
Sure.
Flash paper burns, like people who had their mask on a little bit too tight and walked into like a low ledge, like a bar or something like that.
Well, that's not really a crime.
Yeah.
It's more of an accident, but
it's counted though, is the thing.
Yeah. It's a crime within their culture.
Yes.
Okay, ninja crime. Well, the game computer, there's a game about ninja crimes, looks like.
Oh, wow, so many of them.
Yeah.
But, bad dudes.
Yeah, which specifically in the arcade version says ninja crimes are on the rise. The rampant ninja-related crimes these days.
Mm-hmm.
Love that sentence. That's what my favorite sentence is in a video game.
And the White House will not be spared.
Yeah, hell yes. Is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where we're sort of like the Decemberist of podcasting, but with more loquacious illusions about antediluvian harlots.
Okay, I like antediluvian harlots. That's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Also, apropos, did you do a control
we're just,
F?
We're just talking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those Portland favorites.
Yeah. This is an episode about bad dudes. This is a K-pick as well. I was surprised that we hadn't done Bad Dudes, and then I realized we did the sequel not terribly long ago in 2023. We talked about Two Crude Dudes.
Yeah. They went from bad to crude.
Mm-hmm.
And their bodies changed a lot. Like the crude dudes are very thick.
Were they fed like a royal honey?
Yeah.
Like a royal jelly?
That's how you get a bad dude into a crude dude. Well, in some populations, if there aren't enough crude dudes and there are too many bad dudes, they'll actually spontaneously swap.
Yeah. Yeah.
They use some of that DNA when they made them.
Hot.
So I was going with Jurassic Park. But,
I know.
But Jurassic Park can be hot.
Yeah.
Has the gender swapping that happened in Jurassic Park, has that been reclaimed?
I'm not sure.
By the gender community?
Maybe. The gender community. I know what you mean. It's just funny.
Yeah. Liv and I will sometimes describe something as gender because it's not necessarily trans, because it's also includes non-binary and includes an entire spectrum.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, oh, it's gendery.
Yeah, there are things that smack it. Yeah, no, that's a thing. Like that is
smacks of gender. Like so gender is a concern there higher than the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
I guess would be the descriptor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my EKG meter is going crazy.
Right.
My EST is going crazy.
EST to what? What's
the my E meter? I was trying to go for estrogen.
Okay. Yeah. No, but there are things like that, like Nier Automata, smacks of gender.
Yeah. got genderness in it.
Yeah, there's gender to that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about, it's at least in part about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so like this takes a little bit of that, little bit of that away. I have a lot of experience with Bad Dudes. Like this was in the crop of games that we had for the NES in my family. And going back to it, wow, this is worse than I remember.
The
I remember
NES
being frustrated by
real
it.
Real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the arcade version of this is still pretty good. Mm-hmm. I think the NES version is way worse though than I remembered as well.
Yeah, but that's just like that is just DataEast.txt though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like DataEast is a weird developer. Like they're not quite Sunsoft, mm-hmm. but they're also like slightly better than you know the crop of LJN mm-hmm. shits.
Yeah, yeah. God, I love the DataEast logo.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah,
you know, for every like Joe and Mac they did that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would have, you know, something like this, like a bad port.
Yeah. But this is the game where it's famous for the intro, for the are you a bad enough dude to rescue the president? Man,
not right now,
I was
I'm not.
Yeah. Like, nope. Yeah. whatever happens, happens. That's
I'm
none
too
of
busy,
my business.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not quite bad enough for that. Mm-hmm. Find another dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even at the time. Not going to rescue President Ronnie.
No, fuck no. That's no.
Architect of our current despair. Like,
I was led to believe that ninjas would be a bigger deal in daily life.
Yeah.
Was that part of the the Japanophobia that happened in like the '80s, where like the Japanese are going to come and eat our lunch kind of deal?
No. This is something fully, I think, resultant from Japanese media.
Yeah.
I think the ninjas are cool and cool bad guys in Japanese media. Like things other than like American Ninja or the Three Ninjas Kickback.
Yeah.
Most of the things with ninjas came from Japan.
Yes.
Like including DataEast, including this. And like the only difference between the bad dudes and the ninjas are the clothes they wear.
Yeah, like
everyone's
you pick
just
up their
martial arts.
You pick up their shit. Yeah, no, bad dudes just do on-site procurement.
Yeah. And they show their faces. Uh-huh. They're cowards.
Right.
You know, but ninjas were cool. Like this wasn't part of a cultural fear. Like I remember ninjas being like sick during the late 80s and 90s for a long time. Like
it's just one of those things where like, I don't know. In my head, I have a version of like the generic 80s action movie that has just vague ninjas as the enemies.
Yeah.
Right. It's like what the guys are fighting in Wayne's World when they open up the door to the warehouse where they're training.
Right? Ninjas could go either way in that.
Yeah.
I think that the Japanophobia or the like Asia's going to eat our lunch stuff usually came through in business.
Yeah.
Plots,
yeah.
Like it was more like they're buying everything up.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so much like literally they're going to put on masks and come kick us.
Yeah.
It was more they're going to buy our football franchises.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we should be scared of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the artists for this game, we have Dot Man and Mix Man.
Ooh, I forgot about Dot Man and Mix Man.
Yeah, Dot Man and Mix Man. Meth Man, mm-hmm. Red Man, Dot Man, Mix Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rampant ninja-related crimes these days. I played this in the arcade first.
Okay.
I had the experience that they were counting on, which is you play this in the arcade and you're like, cool, I would like to play that at home. And the second level, which is an auto-scroller where you're on top of a series of trucks, was like one of the coolest things I'd seen in video games at that point.
I mean, like nothing scrolled like that unless it was a shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it's just a cool set piece.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, we're fighting on the back of a moving convoy.
Mm-hmm.
That is so sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as an adult, I can appreciate in the first level, you go past Karnov Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
I love Karnov Cafe.
Well, I mean, obviously he cooks all the food by breathing on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You fight Karnov. That's weird.
Uh-huh.
In this. But then the NES version is so choppy and shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really bad.
It's like, as a kid, it didn't connect for me what was happening in that level, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh, why is the ground killing me? Why am I being hurt? And like, it just didn't get through to me because I was so young.
Yes.
When this was a game that got regular play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It, and it's also like this, if you're doing a Any Port in a Storm kid NES game kind of thing, this is bad, but it's not like Uncanny X-Men bad.
Right.
Like, yeah. You make it work. I made it work. I beat this game as a kid.
Yeah, there are continues and stuff. Like the thing that, I mean, you can't fix numerically, like how smooth it is, right? Like the choppiness of it is a big factor. But like, I don't know, if you die a little bit less quickly, if you get a little bit more reach, you know, then that solves a lot of my issues for this.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Even though like the arcade version is just better.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a very Japanese take on an American action movie too. Mm-hmm. Like these two guys are very American looking and you drink Cokes, like literal Cokes to heal up and stuff.
Yeah.
It's got a real, like what would an American action movie be like?
Yeah. There's like it's kind of a, like an America town kind of deal.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Charming.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fact for this that I think is charming. there's only one here.
Yeah.
And it's got, you know, two people emailed me a rather interesting bit of info. It seems the level one boss is named Karnov, and he also has a game named after him.
Yay.
Interesting. Writing out, interesting, I like. Well, it's finally finished. Believe it or not, this fact has been in its half-finished stages for a very long time, and I'm glad it's out. Good job, buddy.
I'm glad it's too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and just like a lot of biographical information. Uh-huh. You know, I now own Bad Dudes for myself and have beaten it many times. The ending is as funny and as lame as I remember. Like this is a very like the opening narration to the Wonder Years.
Oh, yeah. Back. You get Daniel Stern reading this. Yeah.
Yeah. Daniel Stern reading about Bad Dudes.
Yeah. God, I just like the game facts in a pre-posting era. Just like being the channel through which somebody does their posting, right? Like you get the, you know, the bad stuff, you get the Colin Moriarty, you know, we need revenge for 9/11 stuff.
Mega Man, please get us revenge for 9/11.
Yeah. But also you get the pure stuff. Like somebody just wants people to understand them, right?
Yeah. Express themselves. And this is the only way you can do it.
Yeah.
Not the time.
Q, do you have any random, seemingly useless, but interesting information to tell me? A, yes. In RoboCop 2, in the scene at the arcade, you can see the Bad Dudes arcade game in the foreground. Just something interesting I wanted to add. And this is true. I watched RoboCop 2 last night.
Yeah. Also, this game is famous for being in movies. It's in RoboCop 2 and then in Parenthood.
Uh-huh.
This has a real scene stealer in Parenthood, a movie I saw a lot as a kid for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. The whiny little kid loses a retainer at a Chuck E. Cheese after playing Bad Dudes. And his delivery of, my retainer! I will always remember, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of really annoying deliveries in that movie. There's also a little kid who is doing the Seven Dwarves play and goes, they're not stolen, they're put away!
Fucking kids.
And just says it over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Gross.
Kids, come on.
Kids. But yeah, good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, it is very much like, like, if you needed to make up a game, like the name for a beat 'em up, like, to be in a movie, you know, just genericized, like, I don't know, call it Bad Dudes or something.
Yeah.
Right.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a mod installed where every time after I come, my balls make the sound bite of him going, I'm bad. And this is just to remind me to be guilty about it.
But like, does it only proc if there's nobody else in the room with you, or is it
procs after sex with my wife?
Yeah,
it's not great. It's and it comes right out of it's a chip. It's a micro SD I put in.
Oh, you know? In.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's installed. It's well, you, there's an adapter. It's
okay.
Not gross.
All right. Okay,
but like you put in the adapter and then you put in the micro SD and then now every time I come, it goes, I'm bad.
I'm bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to remind me.
Yeah. You know, it's nice. It's nice to have a little memento mall. I don't know.
Memento mortify. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like from Le Mortify Mort. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any topic here? NES version or arcade machine in a laundromat? Which would you rather play? Obviously the arcade one, but like the specificity of in a laundromat, that is when you need Bad Dudes the most.
Yeah,
right?
Like, are you a bad enough dude to save this kid from having to watch laundry? You know, like it's the worst.
Uh huh.
Yeah. The and this was a huge meme thing, as we talked about that intro.
Yeah, yeah.
That bad enough dude to save President Ronnie. This was like a really big thing in the 2000s internet.
Yeah, yeah. It was an easy, like, you could like MS Paint it if you wanted to, because it's that the solid green background, right?
Yeah.
Although I forgot how slowly the text comes in.
Yes. It's really like, okay. Did you see the game, the message board thing that says, could a ninja ever be the president? By Cars Ultimate. What does it take to hold a ninja hostage? Samurai, question mark? Those who know assassination martial arts, aka Roa? What the fuck are you talking about,
assassination martial arts?
Yeah. Yeah. What does it take to hold a ninja hostage? Tatina's Pizza Pockets. I think that's from the mid-2000s.
Oh, okay.
Joke. They like pizza pockets, I think.
Huh. You mean pizza rolls?
This says Totino's Pizza Pockets, but I think it does mean...
Okay.
This is the person who runs the game WTFs.com website.
If I find out that like Australia calls them pizza pockets, I'm going to be really mad.
It seems that's very plausible. That's like a balderdash lie, I think.
Yeah. Pizza pockets are savory handheld pastries with a pizza-flavored filling. I'm not saying anything. Like, there's a generic, like, grocery store brand, like, kind of like version of the we used to make them on a campfire, like with those pie iron things. Mm. Like pizza, two slices of bread, and then like pizza stuff inside. Looks just kind of like those a little bit, but yeah, that is not a way. What is gamewtfs.com, Gary?
One of these guys in their signature has this very charming, like, old school blog.
Okay.
I didn't mean to cut you off about the pizza pockets. I was hoping you were
going
to read it.
No, no.
Not mid-sentence, but you sure showed me.
Sorry. Straight bite.
It's okay.
I was trailing off. I didn't know how to exit off of this doesn't look like anything. Sorry for wasting everybody's time.
Yeah. They've only got a couple posts on here.
Uh-huh.
But it's cute. It's just weird NES screenshots. Oh, and you can go to older posts. There are more of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, so like the tag, fun with cybernetics. For sold games, I have number two. I've sold every section I see from section A to it's about the game section Z. Yeah, this is just like an old games blog. When was this posted?
At Cover Art Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like 2015. Good on you for getting that URL. That's a really good URL to have for this.
Yeah, game what the facts?
Uh-huh.
Black, white, and ugly, unsettling Game Boy cover art.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like, you know, there's Sean Baby. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Sometimes you need the home version of Sean Baby.
Yeah. Like, there's room enough.
Yeah.
I think for multiple Sean's Baby.
They have a tag called Hellish Moppets, and I do not see what it pertains to, but like there are articles on here like Toilets of Super Nintendo, and it's just screenshots of toilets and Super Nintendo games.
Be still my heart. Let me find Toilets of the Super Nintendo. A lot of these are from Dr. Franken.
Yeah, so many of them are from Dr. Franken.
All right. Adam's Family Toilet, Beavis and Butthead Toilet, Home Alone mm-hmm. Toilet. Ghoul Patrol toilet? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good SNES toilets.
Huh.
Yeah. All right, then.
All right.
I was expecting more than four for a whole tag, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, there's good. Yeah.
Have we done The Adventures of Dr. Franken?
Oh, we've done a Game Boy version of that, I think. Let me take a look, because I remember...
Looking at it, it's like, this is kind of our shit.
It's very much our shit. We did a bunch of Frankenstein stuff in a row, is the thing.
Yeah.
And it became like, we can't do Frankenstein stuff for a while because how much more is there to say about Frankenstein?
Yeah. Refractory period, bad.
We did, okay, Franken. Let's see here. What is Oh, man, the search is not working great. I know we did a Dr. Franken game for like for Game Boy. And the reason I remember that is we recorded that episode, and in like the 5 days between when we recorded it and it came out, Al Franken got had to resign from Congress because of the sexual harassment stuff. Because of the photo touched a boob. And the randomization involved Al Franken, so he had to say, hey, I know this is the most 2017 thing ever, but we recorded this before that happened.
That's so quaint.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if that happened now, we would just make it about Al Franken being a shit.
Yeah. You know? Well, we didn't know he was a shit when we recorded it. It was just
I don't think we'd feel that sensitive about it. I think it'd just be like, yeah, that guy's a shit.
Yeah. Dr. Franken 2 back in December of 2017.
So. Okay. Yeah. I figured we had done it at some point.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just about. Fuck. Yeah, I know. A decade of excellence.
Yeah, it's a Game Boy game. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the fact that we wouldn't be like, I feel like I might be speaking for myself. Like, I would not be as sensitive about that now. Mm-hmm. There's like, this is a tired observation, but it's something I was noticing recently. Like, the encrudification of culture.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. It's the worst. I hate feeling myself having succumbed to it. The coarsening, right?
Yeah. Like, there's the horsening, there's the coarsening and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's also just the like, what's acceptable to talk about at all.
Uh-huh.
Kind of thing. And it ranges from being coarse to just stuff like that's happened enough now that it literally can't be shocking. Like, yeah, it'd be good praxis to still have that be shocking, but
yeah,
the human body just doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cannot be exposed to something that long. That would be shocking.
You just can't always be walking around with a surprise Pikachu face. You just can't. Yeah. Like, no. Oh yeah, no. Like, somebody who seemed pretty solid and had good politics did something unseemly like that. They're like, this person has, you know, what could be defined as victims.
There's even odds.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, you know? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It may as well happen. The other thing is that I don't think there are words you can't say now that aren't slurs. I was thinking about that. Like, so the idea of in drag culture, mm-hmm, cunt or serving cunt or being cunty,
yeah,
being reclaimed,
mm-hmm,
unthinkable like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Right? Like, do you remember how that word like had power?
It was the thing you just never, just never said. Yeah. And like, it, you know, predates like 10 years ago. Like, it was, it was used in transgender dysphoria blues, like as a shocking thing. Like, oh, you've got no cunt in your strut as a lyric in that. And it's like, yeah, okay. Well, that like, that describes something. Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, by mainstream.
Yeah, it was used for shock, right?
Yes. Exactly. And now it's no longer shocking. Mm-hmm. Like, you can make it shocking with a context, but it's not a forbidden word.
Yeah.
The way it used to be. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of crazy.
Yeah. Like, I'm not bemoaning that side of it, right?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do, act out, like, rebuild Anything Goes by Cole Porter from First Principles.
We're not calling for decorum. Like, that is one of the things that has been nice is understanding, getting a better context for like which of that stuff matters.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The world that is a changing.
Yeah.
A really great moment in characterization of my parents that I'll always remember is as a kid, and this was when my parents, I still saw my dad, so they weren't together still.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember asking my dad what word he thought was like the worst word. And I can't remember what he said, but I asked him what he thought my mom would say to that question. And he said, cunt. Mm-hmm. And then I asked my mom what she thinks the worst word is. And she said, the Lord's name in vain. And it was a really interesting bit of characterization.
Huh.
Like, I think he was right. But I understand why she wasn't going to tell me that.
Yeah.
You know, it was a really interesting, like, early exposure to the self we construct,
mm-hmm,
you know, or the self we want to present and we think of ourselves as versus, like, how other people perceive us and mm-hmm what we actually do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was a really early memory of that. This would have been, like, when I was, like, 10 or something. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking of that dichotomy, like,
No.
That's a more virtuous answer.
Just like, okay, is my answer going to be a lesson, right? Yeah. Like, is it just like, okay, like, what do I think is the worst thing for anybody to say? Like, do I not want to expose you to this word if I say it? Because, like, I don't know, if I went up to a 10-year-old in, you know, 1990 and asked, do you know what the C word is? They probably wouldn't know.
No.
Right.
And it just is characterization that way too, because like the fact that my dad was like, this is the truth. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was like, I should raise this kid.
Yeah.
Like I should take some responsibility. Yeah. You know,
my dad asked the question there.
And he answered it.
Yeah.
You know, he's just like, yeah, fuck, it's not my job to like to watch what I say around this
Or just like hear something out. Just like never say cunt around your mom. She's gonna fucking hate it.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a hack.
Yeah.
Like it's not bad behavior. Just don't do it because you'll get bad results.
Yeah.
That's the way I live my life.
That is God. That is is a lot of people's definition for what is good and bad.
Pretty incredible. You know, that is the kind of definition of somebody who's gone to jail for DUIs. You know, it's not the rule. It's just don't get caught.
Yeah.
You know, that is the drinking beers on the way to Six Flags with two kids in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
In the bed on the highway. Like that is very much that behavior. Yeah. Just don't get caught. Cool. Yeah.
There's a great Onion headline that just from the last couple of days, child's blow into into car's breathalyzer reported with dicey trip to dicey trip to Dairy Queen.
Yeah. That was in the print edition a while back. I don't know if you're on the print edition. Onion.
No, I'm not.
It's nice.
No. Oh, I'm sure. I just
Like when you move, it's I think it's worth an investment. It was like $60 a year.
Uh-huh.
And it's I get this like funny thing to have by the shitter.
Yeah. But yeah, just dicey trip.
Dicey trip. And then he drives his dad back, I think, in the end.
Okay.
It's very bleak. The Onion's struggling now. Everything is so bleak and horrible that like...
It's rough. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's a, you look at the thing and like, yeah, that happened.
Yeah. It's like
it's no joke.
It is such a like cliche to say like, oh, you wouldn't be in a story that sounds like it's right from the Onion, but like, yeah, no, just some things stated plainly as they happened is farcical. Like there's very few places to go.
Specifically, you can't exaggerate darkness for humor right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because like all darkness is plausible. Like the Onion can still be funny and do that when it leans into silly.
Yeah.
You know, and that stuff can still be really funny, but if the idea is exaggerating darkness, it's like, that does happen. That is true.
It needs to be absurd, like powerful bidet blasts hole clean through man.
Yeah. It makes me miss the like Bo Obama welcomes visiting dognitaries from like Pakistan or whatever. Like
getting diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, diplomatic immunity. Like, yeah, okay. I can get to this is nice.
Yeah, yeah. You know? No, we have women being shot in the face.
Yeah.
And we can't have fun.
Yeah, it's the only way you can have fun is by not knowing things.
Yeah.
I don't know who Sean Duffy is.
Okay, cool.
I forgot since the beginning of the episode.
Last episode? Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, you know his name. Yeah.
Yeah, I know the name, but to me, that sounds like a snowboarder.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd ask me that, I would have been like, snowboarder?
Yeah, it does sound like a snowboarder. That is a snowboarder-ass name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's on the fucking Real World. That's probably where you get that association, that and Sean White.
Yeah, snowboarders end up on the Real World. That's a real world profession.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a snowboarder.
Well, I guess that's the end of that. Hope you enjoyed my Bad Dudes FAQ, as hard as that may have been for you.
Hey, man, that's all right.
I love this kid.
Yeah, it's a really good one. The reviews on this are all over the place, even specifically for the NES version.
Yeah, that's weird.
And it's the, some of them, ninjas, check. Badasses, check. Duke Nukem, check. Fun? For a while. Okay, ice water. 3 out of 10.
I do like the paired reviews by the same person 1 week apart. On April the 2nd of 2010, Polymathic asks, who's bad? And then a week later on April the 9th, Polymathic says, I'm bad.
Oh, this is an ARG. You had to keep up with this one. And this is so AVGN.
Yeah.
Looking at this review, like, boy, oh, you're exaggerating, you say? It can't be that crappy, can it? Sure, you have a decent variety of punches and kicks, not to mention a chargeable attack.
Uh-huh.
But the hit detection's awful.
Look at that, I'm punching right through him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, the second review is also just a straight review.
Yeah.
But with just different words.
like broadly, you know what? This is probably all just a joke. A bad one. Nothing about it makes sense. The president gets kidnapped by ninjas. The only hero available is some generic tough guy with ridiculously strong attacks and poor handling.
Yeah, what, I wonder if this is like one of those things where they somebody does multiple takes and they just include both of them.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like, he thought he could do better, and then he forgot to erase the old one or something.
But they're paired. But, it's got the who's bad, I'm bad.
Yeah, I wonder what this guy's going for, because it's not one contiguous piece. Like, this is really strange.
Yeah, let me see here. Like, what other reviews have they done? Contributions? This Polymathic seems like a real real character.
Yeah.
No other repeated ones, it seems.
No, they're experimenting.
Yeah. Huh. Playing with the format. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for them. Huh. Yeah. They do review this in 2010. So it's like very AVGN coded. Like, this was not even close to contemporary. There wasn't, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, good for them. They also did a plot analysis of Princess Princess.
What is Princess Princess?
I don't know. Himatachi no Abanai Hokagu.
Princess. I've got a bad feeling about that.
Yeah, I got a bad case of Princess Princess. What can people do if they like the show?
That's a PS2 game. Princess Princess is an adventure game developed and published by Marvelous Entertainment. I need to learn
Doing
more
a
about
scan
that.
Of the fact, there is an all male crowd called a musty herd, and will receive a warm welcome based on feminine looks. Lack of freshness. Like, this does seem unusually horny for a PS2 game.
There's a whole header for homosexuality.
Okay.
It won't take very long for the average viewer to realize that homosexuality is a prominent feature of Princess Princess. Huh. No, this is just an analysis saying, like, oh yeah, this is a queer game.
Oh. Huh. Okay. Well, good for them.
Good for them. I don't know.
Yeah, I was expecting, you know, for the time this came out, 2008, mm-hmm. that could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. Good for them. Good for them in general. If you like this show, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, and there you can kick us a few bucks a month, get a whole bunch of bonus content, a bunch of bonus episodes of this show that have been produced and are there for the taking, and ongoing bonus shows like Unfilmable or Real Itch Hours at that tier. Yeah.
Yeah. We would appreciate that. You can also leave us range reviews, talk about us on forums and stuff. We're making some changes to the Patreon. Keep an eye out for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be fun and cool and good. Mm-hmm. Fun things coming down the pipe. And join us and thank you, our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. Until next time, what?
Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, where, like Matchbox 20, we're not crazy, just a little unwell.